Pants Off Friday. It's Hamish Andy Drive, your home. Joined in the studio by a good friend of the show, Tony Martin. Thanks for popping by, Tone.
Thanks for having me, guys. I assume a kilt is acceptable.
It is.
On
and
Pants
it's
Off
exceptional.
Friday.
I can't believe you've gone to the effort. Thank you very much.
Although I can see you're wearing peach leotards underneath.
I am.
Come on, Tone.
But I am sporting the Martin tartan over the top. So it's
he's approved when it comes to the kilt. Tone, a quiet word with. This is exciting. Starts tomorrow on the ABC. 9:30,
yep.
And for 12 weeks.
9:30, right. ABC One, Saturday nights. Am I correct in saying, like when I was growing up, we'd do yes. The Bill from 8:30 till 9:30.
That's right.
Was it Birds of a Feather that came after The Bill?
I have nabbed the Birds of a Feather time
well
slot. So, because I just bump into people who would tape The Late Show and they go, yeah, I always got the last 5 minutes of something called Birds of a Feather.
Well, explain to our younger listeners what Birds of a Feather was all about.
Like Two and a Half Men, was it?
It was like Two and a Half Men, but with extremely mannish women. And it ran, I think, for even longer than Two and a Half Men, if you can imagine such a large number of episodes.
Well, a quiet word. We've seen a few episodes. It's great. You basically take people, mainly performers, that you admire.
That's right.
And you have a heart-to-heart with them.
Well, I do. But because when we were mastering it, I got to watch them all one after another, and I was watching myself going, you're such a suck.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's because you guys have done a daily radio show.
Mm.
You have on people that you like.
Mm. You do.
Then you have people who you may be just indifferent about and have to pretend to
just
like.
Warming up to their catalogue.
And then there's people who you've never heard of, but you've printed out their Wikipedia page the night before.
That's right.
And you pretend to be an expert.
Years ago, we had the makeup artist on who'd done the Oscars.
Oh, really?
Makeup to the stars.
We were told, this is in our first year in radio, we were told by management this would be a very interesting chat have. So Andy and I just were sitting there going, did any of the celebrities ask to have a cat's whiskers drawn on them?
And then closely followed up by, who else have you done makeup for?
Oh, my God.
And they would reel off more names.
What colour lipstick did Shania Twain want? I don't know.
Well, Tone, a question away from a quiet word with the show. Mm. Helena Christensen was recently in the country.
Oh, yeah.
She was on the search for the sexiest man in specs.
Oh, right.
Did you get a call?
I didn't know. Obviously, I don't have a mobile, so she must have been furious.
The other Tony Martin, the actor, probably just keep constantly going, Helena, you've got the wrong guy.
The German,
I wear contacts.
The cyclist is getting a lot of calls. Hang on, so why? Why is she? Is that just her ideal man?
I think it had nothing
to do with Specsavers, the chain.
Okay.
I think she just happened to be out here genuinely looking for guys in glasses.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that she goes for someone like myself, in that I'm a genuine glasses wearing nerd.
Yes.
Not like, you know, you'll occasionally see someone like Julian McMahon, some really handsome Hollywood type. Just putting the glasses on to go to an awards show to look
Timberlake's
smarter.
Been doing it lately.
Yeah, that old. That's not authentic.
Timberlake and Bieber have been hitting up the old fake specs.
Oh, the small rectangular pretend specs.
Have you ever gone rectangle?
No, I am just waiting till round comes back in because you can't get them.
You can't get them.
You go to the biggest glasses place in town, there are no round ones left. But if I hold out long enough, they will come back round on the Lazy Susan.
So, will you stick around, mate? And we finish Fridays with a segment called Jazz Chat.
Oh, can I be on Jazz Chat?
We've not ever had our duo's never turned into a
three-way catch-up.
As they say in the jazz world.
And you've got actual jazz playing.
We've got jazz playing. It's just a chance for us to catch up because there's so much more
it's
we need
to... It's not like Keisha doing some jazz or something.
The funny thing is, Tony, I've heard a few interviews with you as you do the rounds for this show, and you have been on AM and ABC radio.
That's right,
Here you come to FM radio and you get hit with jazz.
yes, I'm here on Hamish and Andy. That's fantastic.
It's after this, Pants Off Friday. Pants Off Friday, Hamish and Andy driving you home. Still joined the studio by Tony Martin. A quiet word with his show, 12 weeks commencing tomorrow night on ABC, 9:30. Mm. Can't wait, Tone.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Ham, there was so much we wanted to catch up with Tone about. There was so much I needed to chat to you about. Alas, we're at the unfortunate situation again where we haven't got through everything we needed.
It's certainly not a situation where we can round out the show doing normal chat.
No, right.
Because then we blow the show well into Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So, Tone, we've never done this with a third member before, but
exciting.
It might require just to tick all the boxes on today's agenda, a little bit of jazz chat. All right. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Hey. Do you know the old left and right on your headphones?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't trust mine.
No.
I think it might be painted on wrong.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Present. You know who rappers are underutilizing for the soft singing in between their lyrical waxing?
Who's that?
Missy Higgins.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, good.
Hey, guys.
What's up,
Tony? Tony, yeah.
You know who I'm sick of?
What's that?
It's people who unfollow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then come crawling back a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, not interested. Had enough. Hey, Ando.
You've got my full attention, Hamish.
Remember last week in Jazz Chat, I asked you if you wanted to see Riverdance while they're in the country and you declined.
Mm.
How about you, Tony?
Yeah, I'll be on for it.
Big yours, Ham, but I'm just going to get tone on this one.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take my headphones.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, yeah. What is it, Andy?
You know the saying, never punch a man with glasses?
Yeah, yeah, I know that one.
Do you feel safer when you're wearing yours?
No, no, I never feel safe.
If it once felt safe.
But hey, guys.
Tone, what's on your mind?
Tone.
Surely you've asked yourself this. Mm. When will Steven Seagal introduce a third flavour to his lightning bolt range of energy drinks?
When is he going to pay up and give me mine? You know, I've still got two cases of Asian experience.
Asian experience is the good stuff.
He swindled me for two cases.
I'm not sure if you're aware, Tone. Hamish bought them online. The money was extracted from his account.
Really?
The cases never arrived. Seagal owes the show.
Every time I see that reality
$100 worth.
That reality
oh,
show
joking.
On Foxtel, Steven Seagal, lawman, I'm yelling at the TV, arrest him.
I've never trusted him since that speech at the end of On Deadly Ground.
Tony Martin, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you all for joining us as well today. Make sure you go to hamishandy.com. Anything you may have missed from today's show, the podcast is there.
If we missed Random John, did we get a John?
Well.
Regular listeners are no unlikely, but still might be enough reason to go to the podcast.
And you can take on Hamish at his own game, Percussion Roulette, that I made up during the week. It's a web-based game to establish that Hamish doesn't have natural percussive skills.
Mm-hmm.
HamishNanny.com. Don't head there, check it out. And we'll catch you next week.
Pants back on.
And thus ends another Hamish and Andy show for the Volkswagen Golf Wagon. When you need more golf, test drive it for yourself this weekend at your Volkswagen dealer.